Turncoat by Aaron Elkins. Copyright 2002 by Aaron Elkins. This unabridged recording of the reading of Turncoat was published by arrangement with Sobel Weber Associates and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Christopher Lane. This book is 298 pages long. Turncoat by Aaron Elkins. Chapter 1. For everybody else in America, it was the day JFK was killed in Dallas. For me, it would always be the day Lily's father turned up on our doorstep. But first things first. Something was wrong with my eyes. I could make out the peeling white farmhouse and the ramshackle outbuildings. I could see the sheep nuzzling the grass in the dappled shade of a clearing about 20 yards from where I lay in the thicket, flat on my stomach. I could see the slender, unnaturally still woman in the apron and the long blue dress, holding a basket propped against her hip and peering, or at least facing, in my direction. But it was all wavery and fuzzed over, as if I were looking through misted glass. I couldn't make out her face, or whether she was young or old, or what was in the basket, or whether or not she'd spotted me. I knew that all I could do was lie there. My legs didn't seem to be working right either, and pray that I was hidden by the vines and brambles. I tried to remember how I'd come to be there, but couldn't quite put it together. We'd taken off from England that morning.